A wiggy good morning to everybody out there. This is the Sneaks and Stats podcast, episode 64. I am the sneaker Peter Onovich.
You like that?
He's dancing. Just wait for it. It's coming.
If it has to be explained, it's probably not very good dancing.
For those listening, he was going off.
Yeah, I was crumping.
It's coming back.
Yes.
Get ready for it.
That makes me the Statty Daddy. Welcome to episode 64 of the Sneaks and Stats podcast.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like and comment on our videos. Please follow us on our social media accounts. Instagram, X, Threads, and TikTok.
Those are them.
Fascinating enough, no NBA players ever have worn 64. So I think we finally reached that time.
We're approaching that era of no more saying players.
Yes. And
we've said all the players.
We've said all. Every player.
Yeah.
And when we get to 77, at least we'll have Luka Doncic.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe we should start adding. Like we could do like, 64. Okay, that's like Kobe and Cody Zeller.
Yeah. That's cool.
Never played together.
Yeah. But a notable 64 from the NFL, Mr. Will Clapp from the New Orleans Saints.
Yes.
Famous lineman.
It's going to be all linemen from here on out.
Yes.
Linemen and linebackers.
It's going to be all linemen. Maybe we could do like cricket players and soccer players and stuff like that.
I don't even know if soccer players wear numbers this high.
Or that high. That's true. Thank you guys for watching. An interesting second round of the NBA playoffs has been going on. Crazy enough, the first round passed, and now all the craziness, I feel like, has kind of happened in this round.
I feel like the first round was ended pretty crazy. I think we missed a week or two there, so
yeah.
We didn't get to break down the end of the first round for you guys. This episode as well is going to be a little different. We're just going to kind of focus in on the playoffs and skip some of our classic segments like new releases and Copper Drop for this week. But don't worry,
they'll be back.
But yeah, it's been a good second round. It's been super unexpected. If you guys follow us on social media, or probably if you're on social media at all, you probably saw that this is the first time in NBA history that all four away teams won the first game of the second round, which is, I mean, it was nuts. That those first few days of these games were crazy.
Yeah. Didn't expect the Cavs to be where they're at right now. Didn't expect to see where the Celtics are at right now. Pacers playing pretty good basketball, and Warriors, I feel like, are struggling a little bit just because they don't have Steph, so they're kind of adjusting.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Lots of things going on in these series.
It's been weird too. We'll talk about all of these in a little bit of in detail, but it's been weird with the Warriors that like Jimmy is stepping up, but he still kind of doesn't want. He still is like, I'm not playoff Jimmy. That's not me. Like,
yeah,
he doesn't want to be that guy.
Right,
but. I do think he's stepping up, but it's without Steph. This is a tall task, that's for sure.
Totally different team without your main guy, you know.
Yeah, it completely changes everything.
Something I'm excited about before we get into these NBA playoffs. We were talking about it briefly before, the new NBC deal.
Yes.
And the season having their games going to be on there again makes me feel great. Reminds me of when I first started watching basketball back in the day with MJ in the 90s and, you know, the Shaq and Penny years, Peyton, all those guys, bringing the starting lineups back into the intros with WBC, which...
Very cool.
I used to not like when they took that off and it was just the tip-off right away.
Yeah.
You know? It was part of the hype for me to...
Oh, for sure.
To see that right before the game, like, ooh.
It puts you in that atmosphere because, you know, when you still go to the game, the away team gets announced and you boot everybody.
Yeah.
You know, especially if it was a big game or if a player was coming back after leaving, you know, you boo them hard. So I feel like, you know, having that in the broadcast really helped put you in the zone of like being excited for the game.
For sure.
Being engaged. So I'm excited about that.
I do like that. I also like to see it for those people that don't get to go to the games. This is the part that you don't see, right?
Yeah.
And you see the song that you, the music they use for the home team. And then what I remember from back in the day is like the opponents, they'll do like It's a Small World. Or like a funny song for them, you know, like
Darth
Vader theme or something funny. They announce the names fast for the away team, you know, and like something just different things you see from different home teams.
Yeah,
starting intros, and I used to love that. So I like seeing that. The whole AI with the announcers, and
I hope that's not going to be true.
That's going to be very interesting, because what we were saying is, they're bringing back an old announcer from back in the day that me and you don't remember who he is.
Jim Fagan.
I know. I'm sure he's a very well-known figure in the announcing world, but they're going to lower the thing that they're saying is that they're going to lower the volume of the announcers and add AI, Jim Fagan and AI and his voice or whatever it is. And then,
he was the narrator, so he was the guy that's like coming up on NBC.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So I also saw that it said like broadcaster, so I think that was maybe misreported.
Right.
But I saw that as well. They're bringing it back. I thought they were bringing back a play-by-play announcer to be like.
That's what I thought too.
I was like, that's never gonna work.
If they bring him back for his voice, you know, remember during the playoffs back in the day too, they started in the regular season. And you know, like those little mini stories right before the game. I love those too.
I was thinking that, and it's like, I wonder why this stuff changed. Cause like, I feel like ESPN used to be really good about, they would have the sideline reporter or maybe mm-hmm. even someone on the main announcing crew mm-hmm. sit down with like Kobe and do like a sit down interview before the game.
Oh, right.
And
yeah.
be like, hey, I wanted to talk about this. And they would air parts of it. And, you know, I mean, obviously reporters are still interviewing the players, but it doesn't seem like you have that kind of insight of like, all right, what was the game plan for the, at least before the game itself. Now, they do a lot of interviews mid-game with players and stuff now. In between quarters. They switch, you know, before they would do it, they do the coach, I think mm-hmm. at quarters like 1 and 3. And I think now they do in between. Maybe they do
timeouts.
Yeah, they do in between timeouts. They'll grab a player or somebody.
I get it. They got to evolve too.
Yeah.
But there's some of these things that they shouldn't have changed, right? And I like that you brought up those interviews, because I remember it'd be Kobe chasing the fifth title, and it would be the first series against like the Nuggets or something. And
yeah.
Like, Kobe, what does this one mean to you? This playoff run. And it's cool to see that right before the game. Right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I hope they bring that back too.
I think initially when it was announced that TNT couldn't retain the rights to the NBA, mm-hmm. I was pretty bummed that we were going to be losing Inside. And I think TNT, I mean, it's interesting that, you know, there's only two options really for watching basketball nationally. It's either ESPN or TNT.
Mm-hmm.
But so I do, now the more that I think about it, I do think it's going to be better this upcoming season. I think it's kind of the best of both worlds, because even though you lose TNT, overall you get an additional broadcaster with the games. It is Amazon, so maybe some people won't have access to that, even though most people have Amazon and many people have Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
And I think watching the games, it comes free with Amazon Prime.
And Max, right?
That's TNT. You can watch the games on Max with TNT, but I don't think that'll happen next year because they lost the broadcasting rights.
Right.
And then NBC will have the games on Peacock and Channel 4. But I do think it works out, because then the Inside crew is going to be licensed by ESPN to do some post-game stuff.
Yeah.
So I think you'll still have, you know, you'll have those guys, and I think it'll be good because you'll just have more options. There's going to be a game on, I think, after football season this upcoming year. Once football's done, I think every single night there's going to be a nationally televised NBA game, which is insane.
That's also wonderful for all us basketball fans.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, just we brought it up too a couple episodes ago how it's going to end ESPN, like you said, and we were saying how there's for sure going to be changes. We'll still see the guys. Hopefully they don't add certain people there, like Stephen A. Smith, who we said that we don't want to see. I'm sure he'll be there once in a while.
Yeah,
with a bunch of these other ESPN guys. But yeah, I mean, if you keep those four guys together and have them on a broadcast at some point, or have a show on ESPN, whatever, however they do it, you know, it'll be fun just still hearing them go at it and all that.
But yeah, I'm excited for NBC.
But super excited
in particular. I do hope. I'm a little worried because, you know, in the NFL playoffs, they had a few games that you could only watch on Peacock.
Yeah.
And I don't have Peacock. I mean, it's easy. Everyone can get, you know, like NBC just through like an old school antenna. They still do that. So it's like, I like that. Hopefully they'll be more accessible through that front, but I'm a little bummed and worried that they'll try and make it more on Peacock so that people have to pay for that. They did announce today too that Michael Jordan will be joining the NBA on NBC coverage as a special contributor.
And we were
talking about that, about like, what could that possibly mean? Like, you brought up, is that going to be behind the scenes, like a producer? I was like, is he going to do breakdowns, you know, of like, this is what's happening on this play? Is it just going to be like a sponsored segment of like, let's get MJ's thoughts, brought to you by Jordan Brand, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like, and MJ doesn't seem like the kind of guy that's going to be sitting up, you know, with the crew, like, well, this is what I think.
And when have we ever?
Yeah, he's never done anything like that. So I would be surprised if it was that. And they didn't say that, so I don't think it's that. But
I would love to see him maybe in some ads or maybe an interview here and there in the game or some type of.
He's the sideline reporter.
He's like. I've got all the sideline reporters.
Craig Sager.
He's like his son.
Everyone's all afraid and stuff.
No, they like won't look at Michael him. Jordan. Yeah. But yeah, I would love to see him at some capacity on the screen. You know, but I do think it'll be more him behind the camera. You know.
Yeah, and I mean, it would be cool. It'll be cool to see what he does. And again, that's kind of going back to what you said. It's kind of like tradition because like NBC had Magic, you know, for a long time as a contributor, and he obviously is up there in that same category of legend as MJ. So
that guy loves the camera though, so
that's true.
You kind of expected him to be there, right?
That's true. That's fair.
Let's get into a little NBA playoffs,
a little playoff action.
Yes.
We're gonna kind of incorporate this into Heat on Feet and, you know, focus on a pair for each player in each of the four series that are going on right now. So, first up, we've got the most recent game played, the Cavs and Pacers from last night. We've got Mr. Miles Turner, who looks like he's breathing fire. So, that's pretty cool.
If any of you thought the Pacers would be up 3-1,
raise your hand.
You are lying.
You're a liar.
Wow. X-rays, fire.
Yeah, Kobe 5 Protro X-ray for Miles Turner.
Literally coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, right? I didn't notice that until just now. I thought the picture was cool, and then I was looking now, I'm like, whoa.
Even cooler.
He's breathing fire. Is he a dragon? Pacers being up 3-1. I mean, once they went up 2-0, you had to figure they're going to win one at home.
Yeah.
I think they've been a little bit better than people have given them credit for.
I am people.
You are people?
Yeah, because I did not expect them to have the team to beat this Cavs team.
Well, I'll give you that. I didn't think this was the team that was going to beat the Cavs.
But maybe I was fooled by the success of the Cavs season. Right?
I mean, you know, so I don't know. It's like I don't know what to do, how to like even get into this. The Pacers had a decent defense. They were 13th for a defensive rating overall. So that's
middle of the pack.
Yeah, middle of the pack.
Their guards are pretty active. I will give them that. Miles Turner, wonderful center, defensive center.
And I think that's where, I mean, you hear it on the broadcast, and I feel like you can see it if you watch the game. Like, the Pacers are playing physical.
Yeah.
It did boil over a little bit last night. Benedict Mathurin and DeAndre Hunter got into it a little bit.
I'll meet you in the back. You see him?
No, I did not see that.
He's but like, I'll meet you in the back.
I could tell that, you could tell that that's what they were both thinking, though, because after the scuffle happened and play was stopped, they're just still staring at each other from their benches. I'm like, oh man, these guys don't like
that's
like
a beef. This isn't just like an in-game thing.
Because it started in game one, Mathering had a huge block on Hunter. Again, maybe some contact. Nothing was called. Hunter actually got hurt and missed the next game. And Kenny Atkinson, the coach of the Cavs, did say, like, you know, he said, I don't think it's dirty or cheap, but I do think they're being extremely physical to the point that it's causing injuries. He kind of insinuated that that's what caused DeAndre Hunter's injury, and that's what caused Evan Mobley's one-game injury as well, was the Pacers' physical play. I mean, that is a strategy, though, and especially in the playoffs. The refs... For better or for worse, the playoffs are called completely differently. They hold that whistle quite a bit. And I do think that's been the biggest thing. Last night, though, the Cavs couldn't stop turning the ball over. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was just... Even though they already won one in Indiana, I don't know if they were nervous or... They could not stop turning the ball over. I think by halftime they had like 11, and in the series at that point they had been averaging for the whole game 11. They looked awful last night.
And this is a Cavs offense that was like a top offensive team in the league.
Yeah.
You know, known for like great guard play. Just kind of, I wonder if this is, you know, the playoffs are a different beast, right?
They were number one in total points.
Yes.
The Cavs. They were ninth in assists per game, so
there you go. You know,
they're moving the ball pretty well.
I wonder if the physicality is from the Pacers is kind of getting to them.
I think it's tough.
They did lose a tough one when Halliburton hit that step back three. That was tough. You know, you played a good game there.
That's it. That's a good segue into another kind of topic about this series is Donovan Mitchell. His status, I guess, could be listed as questionable for now. He did not play in the second half of the game on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Yes, happy Mother's Day.
Donovan Mitchell is, I guess, questionable. Kenny Atkinson said today that he's going to get an MRI on his left ankle after some soreness. He did not play in the second half yesterday, or on Mother's Day. And, you know, there was no notable injury that you could see, like an obvious thing that happened on the court. Doesn't mean there wasn't something.
And he didn't feel it,
But so that's definitely something to keep your eyes on, because he was... You know, for a game, the first two games, it kind of looked, I mean, that there was a lot of injuries and he was the only, like, superstar out there, really. But, like, he was doing it all himself. He had, like, no help those first two games.
I mean, 43 points the other game. This is your main player. This could be it for them if he doesn't play this next game, right? Even if he plays easily with some type of pain, it's nice to have him on the court. But could this injury be the final straw? I mean, maybe, you know.
We'll see. That's definitely something to keep an eye on. I'm super curious about that.
Because if you're the Pacers, you go for the kill now, right?
Yes.
Because of this injury, so.
And it's weird, too, because by a lot of, like, the advanced metrics, even within this series, the Pacers, or the Cavs, are kind of outplaying them.
Right.
They have less turnovers. They're getting to the line more. The only thing is they're just not scoring. They're not getting the ball in the bucket. So it's...
Who do they think they are? Lakers?
Yes. pretty weird series. But, yeah, Donovan has been playing out of his mind. But that's pretty much it.
Before we move on to the next series, who you got in this series?
I think the Pacers will finish out in five. I don't even think they're going to go back to Indiana. Even if Donovan plays, I could see six, but I do feel like they are, after last game, they're like, let's do it. Like, it's over. Especially Halliburton didn't have a great game again, and you know he's, you know, the most overrated player in the NBA per other NBA players. Mm-hmm. So I think he's got a lot to prove. And so far he's stepped up. I saw a stat after his game winner that he was like over the last season, he was 11 for 12 on shots to
tie crazy.
Or win the game in the last minute or something like that. Yeah. Nuts.
Insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this last blowout to make it 3-1 could be a spirit breaker, right?
Exactly. That's what I think.
And that it's real. You know, now you're, if you're the Cavs, there's so much pressure on this game five.
The right? final score was 129 to 109, but it was never that close. They were up by 41 at one point.
Yeah, so. When I got home and my mom was watching the game, it was 92 to 48 or something, and I couldn't believe my eyes.
No, it was crazy.
Miles got on some heat.
Yeah, though. Here's a little closer look. 20 points for Miles Turner, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, no steals and no blocks, which is a little different for him. 1 turnover and 2 fouls on 7 of 13 shooting, and 4 of 4 from downtown, which all came in the first half, including he had 3 to close out the first half, like pretty much in a row. He was on fire. It was crazy.
This is a tryout. Right now, because the Lakers are going to trade for him.
He says, give me my money.
30 mil is what I'm hearing.
Darius Garland had 21 points, 6 assists on 6 of 11 shooting. And I think none of the Pacers starters played more than 10 minutes in the second half.
Right.
It was completely done by that point.
Yeah. This shoe was on a copper drop.
The shoe was on a copper drop. I think the shoe was...
A winner on the copper
drop. Yeah.
I always loved it. What do you think about
it? It was on our copper drop with...
another Kobe.
No, with...
what was it?
Angelo Gingerelli.
Oh, it was and that 95.
The Air Max 95.
Yeah. And we tried to make it tough, yeah. Nicely done.
Moving along to the first game from Mother's Day, we have for Heat on the Feet... Mr. Nikola Jokic, who is attacking, I almost said Andre Roberson. That is right number, wrong player.
Isaiah Joe?
I think that's Aaron Wiggins.
Oh, Wiggins, okay. Yeah. Hey, Jokic's shoes are dope.
Yeah, so these shoes are crazy.
I like them.
Before we get into the stats of this game and everything going on in that series, I want to talk about the shoes because just trying to figure out what's going on, I was like, okay, what? So,
is the ring on there?
Yeah, I think he keeps it on his left foot, okay. But he also has, they've incorporated, I think this here is like a little pocket, so that he doesn't have to tie it on his shoes anymore. Mm-hmm. He has like a dedicated area for it.
That's cool.
So this is the 361 Degrees Sports Joker 1. Mm-hmm. That's the model he's wearing, and this is the Peppa Pig colorway.
Cool.
Which is adorable.
He does have a daughter.
Yep. He broke these out earlier in the playoffs, but here's what's a little weird, maybe a little cool. So he has 3 different models with 361 Sports right now. The Joker 1, the Joker GT, which I think is supposed to be a higher end shoe. It costs $50 or $60 more, yeah. $189. And then there's the Jokic Team, which is the team shoe. Mm-hmm. I think it's more like this, but a little more basic.
Yeah.
This colorway, this Peppa Pig colorway, is going to come out on the Joker GT, but there is a different Peppa Pig colorway already available on this model, the Joker 1. Yeah, it's. I was looking. I'm like, okay, it's the same as this, but it's
keep
not,
up. Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
So Joker 1 in the Joker GT Peppa Pig colorway.
Yes.
I mean, it's his shoe. I guess he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was funny that it was like, there's so much going on.
We brought up briefly, is every player that gets a shoe now has multiple shoes.
Yeah.
So,
you know. I do feel like these kind of up, like these brands that are really trying to break into the scene and make a splash, mm-hmm. they're also like, they're just making a ton of shoes for every player they have.
Yeah.
They're like, let's just go. Like, just mm-hmm. let's pump make as out. Many shoes as we can.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought this was a cool colorway. I thought he also has been wearing the SpongeBob and Patrick colorways of his shoes, which is very funny.
I'm sure he likes SpongeBob.
He likes cartoons.
I also wanted to add that this colorway, as much as it is a Peppa Pig, I think the green and pink also resemble a Joker outfit, right?
Like, he does have a Joker colorway as well that's like available on their website that is more traditionally like purple and green like the Joker. So
and super cool, he showed up to, I believe it's this game, in a purple suit.
I think it was the one before this.
With the green vest. Yeah, and
looking like the Joker.
And I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
Because he's just, filling in the character now. So, super cool.
Another fun thing about the shoes is the box for one of the Peppa Pig models available on the website it's like a Peppa Pig box.
Yeah.
Like, the family's on it. Mm-hmm. So... a cool detail for the box.
Does your son like Peppa Pig?
Has he seen Peppa Pig.
Oh, he's on Miss Rachel still.
Yes.
Okay.
He's baby.
Because he's going to go crazy for that,
I feel. Really? Like. Okay. I don't know anything about Peppa Pig, except she's British.
Yes. She's
and there British, was yes. there was a meme going around that if you Googled Peppa Pig, her height showed up and it said like 7'10 for some reason.
What?
It was a mistake, but I remember seeing 7'10. That. Like, that changes the perspective I have on this series quite a bit.
Yes, and we can use...
Which is giants.
Can be on the Lakers.
Yeah.
We need a center.
Sign Peppa Pig.
It's just Pig. Fire.
This series has also been super good.
This, if out of the four left, this is probably the most even.
This is the one. This game in which he wore, here is a close-up of the Joker 1 Peppa Pigs.
So I
was having to look at the details on the side here to determine if this was the Joker 1 or the Joker GT.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident that it's the Joker 1, but I will be honest and say I'm not 100% confident.
But let's just, it's one of his shoes.
I'm pretty sure it's the Joker 1.
I love the stitching. Sorry.
No, go for it.
I'm just really excited because this is a really nice shoe. The stitching is dope in many different ways. Almost looks like a quilt on the midsole.
Yeah, right?
The yellow stitching in the back looks dope. That little pocket or red strap that is there, is that the pocket that you're talking about?
I don't think it is, actually. I think the pocket might be on the tongue.
It almost looks like this strap. What does this strap do?
I don't know. It doesn't look like it goes anywhere.
But just a really cool shoe. I thought the green is a great contrast to the lavender and white and yellow. The hint of the crown in the middle,
like,
the blue.
Like the jester hat.
Yes,
crown.
So dope. I love that. They just did a great job. And then the materials are good because the minimal amount of creasing, the amount of minimal creasing, if you can see, is just only right here.
Yeah.
On other shoes, you see them all over the front.
Yeah.
Here and throughout the midsole and the bottom of the sole. So... just really well-made shoe. 361 has been killing it. They also love all the Nuggets.
Yes, they only find Nuggets players.
Yeah.
I do think this is a cool shoe, and I think, for fans of Jokic or the Nuggets, they have so many colorways that I think are cool, like this one, the Joker one. They have an All-Star one that looks really nice. It's like a bright orange.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they have some cool Nuggets pairs, blue and yellow. So... I think they're doing a good job. I'll be curious to see, how lucrative this partnership can be for both sides. This series, just in this game, again, the first game on Mother's Day, really kind of started to slow down. 92-87 was the final score. First game in this series that either team scored under 100 points. And... this was a big game for the Thunder. They really needed to...
big time.
Regain home court after, kind of letting the first game slip. I feel like they're on a pretty good roll, man. They're going back to OKC and, the series is tied. So technically, they've earned back home court. It's gonna be a good one.
They've proven to be evenly matched. I think... Joker hasn't necessarily had his best games. I think he had two where he just wasn't really playing like himself. Shea has been pretty much the dude, but Jalen Williams is awesome as well.
Jalen Williams has been coming up huge.
Super good for them. Important shots towards the end of the game, hitting buckets that you need, cut it to two, go up two, and stuff like that. He's growing right before our eyes.
His shot-making ability, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
His shot-making ability has really grown over the course of this season and since last year. He really is like that number two for that team where if Shea's out, you can trust him to kind of run things and steady hands.
Yeah.
To your point, though, Joker, I certainly wouldn't call this a bad game, But
maybe to his standards.
27 points, 13 rebounds, and this is where it's weird. Yeah, right?
It's a great game.
It's a great game. Only 3 assists, though. I don't even necessarily think
Whack.
That's his... loser. Not my MVP. I don't even think it's his fault, you know. The team as a whole only shot 30% from the field. He only shot 7 for 22, which is one of his worst outings for sure.
Yes.
Four steals, though. I think he led the league in steals, which is like...
What?
No, Dyson Daniels led the league in steals.
That's who. Yeah, I was about to say.
But he was like top 5, which I was like, joke?
Still crazy, yeah.
2 turnovers and 4 fouls. So, yeah, not his best outing. Shea had 25, 6 rebounds and 6 assists.
Mm-hmm.
And Jalen Williams, not his best game either. Only 10 points, 5 assists, and 3 rebounds on 2 of 13 shooting. So that is...
Not good.
Not very pretty.
Also, the Nuggets, Michael Porter Jr. is playing with an injured shoulder.
Yep.
That was he was told should be 4 to 6 weeks recovery, but yeah, he said, I'm not that. Doing that, and he would rather play. Something you'd love to see, but hopefully he doesn't injure it any further to derail his
Definitely.
Season next season, right? So...
Especially with his injury history. And he had a pretty awful game. 1 for 7 from the field, only 3 points, 9 rebounds. So, you know, he's still doing that part of it. But I do wonder if you're a coach, like, at what point do you, okay, you're actually hurting us by, you know, only having 50% of you or however much he can give is not enough. You know, we need to play another player.
Where do you draw the line, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because he is really good. He's an incredibly valuable player.
He had, what, 27 points the other day? Something like that?
Yeah, he had a big game.
He had a big game recently.
21 points in game 3, that overtime win.
Yeah. Pretty dependable guy that they depend on a lot.
Yeah.
To get a bucket.
To be that.
Know, so...
You know,
really important.
I think there is. They've talked about this before, but I do think he's kind of sacrificed a lot from where people thought he was going to be in this league. I think people assumed he was going to be an all-star and running his own team pretty much, and he's pretty much taken a backseat to Joker, Murray, and Gordon. I would say he's just been happy to be in the corner for the most part and spot up and shoot threes.
What the Arenas podcast calls a corner boy.
Yes,
and I'm good for him to solidify a role, but accept also the role that he does have on the Nuggets. Because coming out of college and high school, I did see him becoming like one of those dudes, like one of the main guys of a team.
Yeah.
So I was like one of those guys that you said, but like I said, contributing to the better good of a team, right?
Exactly. So, yeah.
Also, shout out Wear Testers, a well reliable source that we depend on.
Yes.
Joker's shoe was in the top 10 of shoes worn and liked by players.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Pretty good. They gave it a 9 out of 10 score. I'm sure that's for comfort, feel, look.
Peppa Pigness,
you know.
Really ranked high in the Peppa Pigness.
Right. Yeah. That one and the SpongeBob.
Yes.
So just a really good shoe, man. Really pretty.
Yeah, I think, like, to go back to how you opened this segment, this is, I think, probably, once again, going to be the most exciting series.
Mm-hmm. 7, probably, right?
It's looking that way. I think pretty crazy, you know, a good story for the Nuggets, you know. Really weird season for them, super weird, and now they're on their second super back-and-forth series in a row.
Yeah.
And... yeah, I don't know. If they win, whoever they would see in the conference finals, I think it would also be pretty back and forth, too.
I mean, regardless of what's happened to them, they were champions a couple years ago. You know, this is still that team. They lost a couple pieces, but the main guys are still there. Maybe not getting the same amount of love and credit that they have the last 2 years because of what's happened. But look what they're doing against the Thunder, who was the number one team. So,
yeah.
You know, shout out to them for being able to overcome a lot of adversity still. You know?
Yeah, for sure. Who you like in this one?
This series? That's so tough, bro. in a best of three now?
Yeah.
Dang, I might have to go with the Joker, bro, and the Nuggets.
Really?
And I hate the Nuggets just because of what they've done to our Lakers. But I can't not count him out with this team. The Thunder obviously are stacked and have what they have, but I think when it comes down to it, Joker, Murray, Aaron Gordon, those boys are going to take it.
All right.
Who you got?
I'm going with the Thunder. Okay. I just don't think they're going to lose another game at home. They have a great home crowd and home atmosphere.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the Thunder aren't going to lose at home again. So I think it'll go to seven, but I think the Thunder.
I definitely think it'll go seven too.
Moving along.
Winner buys the loser a pair of shoes.
And oh wow, I thought you meant Jokic Shea. I was like, sure.
It's all easy.
Because winner of that, I mean, it'll be interesting to see who wins MVP now.
That's true. That is interesting. I'm sure the votes are in already though, right?
Yeah, they've been in for a while, but they've just been waiting. You know, and to
that's true. I didn't think about that battle of the MVP candidates.
Yeah,
that's right.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I think this week we're finally supposed to get MVP. Next game and next pair of shoes, I got Peyton Pritchard, recently signed with Converse at the beginning of April, and he's wearing the that crazy name shoe. It's the Converse BB Trillion CX.
I hope you guys have a pen and paper today.
Pretty much.
Okay, give us a name. Peyton Pritchard, rocking the
Converse All-Star BB Trillion CX.
Okay.
Crazy name.
Insane.
The most insane name in sports. Another weird series where, like, the most dominant team one of the most dominant teams, went down 2-0. They came back, the Celtics in New York, for Game 3. I did kind of expect that. I didn't think they would go down 3-0, the reigning champs.
Well, I mean, Kat showed up, right?
Yeah.
Brunson is becoming, like, a superstar, or is already, right? And to me, it's becoming the live by the three, die by the three, right?
I mean, that's what I think.
How do you miss 43 a game? I think at one point, the Celtics were 25 of 100.
100, yeah.
Realistically, if you're a Mazzulla, bro, at what point do you change it? Or do you say, hey, at some point, guys, your shot's going to fall. Just keep shooting them.
Well, right now they're 45 for 140 after game 3.
Oh my god.
Which is
that is awful.
Pretty horrendous. 32% for this series so far. Their 3-point percent for the season was 36.8, which doesn't sound like much, but for threes that's a big difference.
Yeah.
They're really just not shooting it. I just think, I don't know what happened. And I think, you know, the reason the Warriors succeeded so long as a team that looked like, and were, I would say, but they looked like, especially, a team that only took threes and jump shots, is because they had options. They had a way to get to the hole if whatever they're running for Steph somehow didn't work, even though it almost always did.
Yeah.
Where it feels like the Celtics players, those first two games especially, were just settling. Like, they were just... like, yeah, I'll just shoot the three, even though I'm 0 for 5. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll just do it. They didn't seem like they had another plan of attack. So I think game 3, they did solve that.
And I do kind of want to say, like, it reminds me, or is a perfect example now of the times now, right? I think back in the day, if we weren't shooting right, then, you know, Kobe would take it inside. Right.
Yeah. To
15 feet and in. Right. Instead of relying on the 3-point shot, you know, I feel like Tatum and Jaylen Brown can do that, but this is just not their style of basketball. You know.
And that's I totally agree. Where I think it's like at some point you have to go get your shot, and it can't just be
a three,
a jump shot. Like
yes,
I feel like that's one of the basic things that they teach. You know. Kids is like, oh, when you're warming up, start inside and work your way outside.
Yes.
And I know that's not, I mean, these are pros, they know what they're doing, but it's like at some point.
Like, can we drop something going towards the basket, right?
Yes.
Or,
yeah.
Can we get the bigs involved, right? Or something to, let's feed Jaylen, let's get the switch where Jaylen's or Tatum's on someone smaller and back them down or something, you know, something like that. But that's just not the style. That's just the style we're in right now. of the NBA, right?
It's crazy because they actually, the Celtics took 43 two-pointers in Game 3. Mm-hmm. They took 54 in Game 2. They just missed a bunch.
Yeah.
And then same thing in Game 1. They only took 37. They took 60 threes in Game 1, which is just bananas.
Bananas.
Yeah, I agree. I think I think they figured it out, but if they go back to just banking on, well, we make a bunch of threes, so let's just keep shooting them, like,
yeah,
at some point we saw it. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
I think the Knicks are going to win tonight on Monday as we record this. I don't think that team, I don't have much faith in the Knicks. Cat mainly. I know you said he showed up, but I just don't trust him.
Favorite. But yeah, I would have also put it past the Celtics to be shooting bad the rest of the series. Could they find it tonight? Of course, right?
Yeah.
Or could they start a fire again this tonight and this for the rest of the series? Of course. But yeah, it's yet to be seen.
But I just don't think the Knicks are gonna drop two in a row at home. I think they.
It's gonna be, yeah.
I think they are aware of the moment they're in, yes, right now, and how they need to take advantage of that.
And it's nice to see them. They obviously are still in the second round, but it's nice to see them kind of, feels like they're kind of getting over the hump a little bit, right? Like New York as a city has been wanting a successful Knicks team for a long time, and it looks like we're seeing it. They're taking down the number two seed. They're up. So, you know, good for them. But I feel the same way. I don't see them, even if they do get past this series, it's going to be tough for them the rest of the way.
We were talking about, I think before we were recording the last episode, how crazy it was that when Melo was with the Knicks, they only made the playoffs three times.
And they only really won a couple games, right?
They only won one series,
right,
during his time there.
I brought up the series against the Bulls where Melo hit that one three-pointer to put them up, and that's the only game they won, I remember.
Yeah. So, to your point, this has been a long time coming. This has been something they haven't had a ton of playoff basketball in New York over the last, you know, decade or two.
Yeah.
So, this is looking like a good fun run, that's for sure.
Tibbs, players, man.
He says, I have five players. That's it.
What bench?
Maybe I also have Deuce McBride some nights.
Once in a while.
last up, I don't have a close-up look at these. I do think these are a PE, the Converse All-Star BB Trillion CX.
PE. Very good.
PE. I know them, dude. Don't test me about my chucks,
bro. It's like remembering a verse.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of, yeah.
Converse Brilliant.
I could see you rocking those.
Hey, man, that's racist.
That's just because he's so... No, but it's like...
Hey, you don't want to see me with a shaved head, bro.
Peyton Mitchell?
Yes. Interestingly enough, they're not... This was kind of like their Converse first re-entry into performance basketball shoes. Mm-hmm. And they just came out last year.
Yeah.
They're already... I don't know what's going on. They're not retailing them anymore. The only sites you can find any pairs right now is resellers or secondhand, not secondhand, I can't think of the word, aftermarket, like StockX, Goat,
Flight Club and all that.
It's Flight Club, they have them, but like there's not even a page on the Converse website for these anymore. I think they're really pushing the Shea model.
They're pushing the Shea model. They have so much going on with their running shoes.
Yeah.
I can imagine with their basketball series taking off, maybe you're right, they're focusing on other things right now.
I'm a little surprised that they didn't, I mean, maybe they asked and he didn't want to, but I'm surprised that Pritchard's not wearing the Shays too.
Right, that's true.
But maybe they just want Shea. I know Nikhil Alexander-Walker, who's Shea's cousin, is also wearing the Converse Shea 001. But maybe they just want to keep it in the family for now.
I do think he has a deal.
Yeah, he signed a deal with Converse in the beginning of April.
So I wonder if that has something to
do. But they announced at that time, well, the Shea shoes are Converse too, and so are these.
Yeah.
But they announced at the time that he's only going to wear the Converse All-Star BB Trillion CX.
The Trillions. I wonder, yeah, so I wonder if they want to just spread the love instead of having most of their guys wear the same shoe. Not that they don't want the focus on the one shoe, but maybe this is cool too.
Right? I mean, I would agree, but they're not selling these. That's what makes it weird.
Look, they're like, Peyton, don't wear those anymore.
Take those off.
Take those off, yeah.
Some Chucks?
Chucks!
That's the only thing I could find associated with him on the Converse website. Is they're like, Peyton Pritchard tunnel fits, and it was just a bunch of Chucks.
Yeah. Peyton, get on the show. Let us know why you're wearing those.
Come on.
Come on, Pay.
Pay.
P.
Hey, Pay P.
Double P.
Double P. Hey, the second legendary double P, double P for the Celtics.
But the first double P is walked 20 miles.
Because that was my favorite NBA moment of
the season.
You
guys saw it, yeah. My favorite part of that was when KG caught up to him in the car.
He was yelling at him.
He's like, hurry up, man. Did he say how long it took him to get there? That's 20 miles.
The map, when he posted a map of what he was going to have to walk, and it said like 8 hours. I think it did take him like 7 or 8 hours.
In his robe. I would have been sweating bricks.
Oh, man. He said he was sweating like crazy. That was one of those hot days.
I would have showered at the studio or something.
He did. Sure. Last up, last series. Another interesting series. It's been pretty fun.
Yeah.
We have Mr. Anthony Edwards in the AE1, one of our favorite sneakers, as you all know. Wolves took this one 102-97, the first game in the Bay. This was 2 days ago, so they're also playing tonight as of this recording, so we'll see. Do you think the Warriors can take one at home, or do you think the Wolves are going to go up 3-1?
Weird series, bro.
Super weird.
You can't really tell who the Warriors are because they don't have Steph.
Steph is going to be out until at least Game 6.
Until Game 6, yes. Announced. And we've both said Randall is playing at a level that we haven't seen him play.
We were unprepared for.
And yes, and when obviously knocked out the Lakers, playing well every single game there. He did have a couple hiccups here in this series, but is overall playing pretty good. I think at the end of it, the injury to Steph will be the demise of the Warriors. I don't know if they'll be able to withstand all the haymakers from the Wolves.
Yeah, probably.
Especially with Ant and how he's playing. So I think the Wolves will take that this series eventually.
I do think the Wolves have a little bit of swagger to them after beating the Lakers pretty handedly. And now they're doing okay against the Warriors, obviously. So, it's looking rough for the Warriors. I'm not sure that they're gonna win another game, to be honest. Yeah. Without Steph. I mean, I was saying, I do think that Jimmy Butler has been doing his part. He had, what did he have in this game? He had 33 points, and it was a close game. It was wire to wire, so it was. He's doing his part, but it's like Steph is the engine that makes the car go.
Yes,
it's all him.
Yep.
So it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be really tough.
Yeah, they're operating without a steering wheel right now.
That's hard. That's really hard.
do you feel at all what's happening to the Warriors? And what happened to the Lakers, considering they both had mid-season trades? Do you feel that had anything to do with the Lakers being knocked out early because of, still trying to transition into the team? And same with the Warriors. Do you feel that has anything to do with it?
I feel that for the Lakers more than the Warriors. Just because even though those trades, we've talked about them a lot and how kind of similar in their gravity they were for both the Lakers and the Warriors. I do think Jimmy was coming in to a team that is not his. Like, this is Steph's team. You are just going to be a cog in this machine that Steph runs. Do this, do that. I mean, he didn't really have a great scoring end of his season compared to how much he's even scoring now in the playoffs.
And did they have a... Do you feel like they have a glaring need after they got Jimmy? Because with the Lakers, we traded away one of the best defensive bigs for one of the best guards, but we were obviously had a big hole in the center.
I mean, right? the big like the piece that was traded from the Warriors was Wiggins. It's the same position that Jimmy
just
Butler
a better
plays.
Version. He just got the better version.
They upgraded, yeah.
So no.
No, right? I don't really think the trade is affecting the Warriors anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it affected the Lakers. Obviously, like you said, there was a glaring hole at center that the Lakers really needed a body in there. But I do wonder, I felt like Luka had been injured pretty much the entire time on the Lakers.
And
just
so was Bron and,
stuff. Yeah.
And AR, yeah.
So I think that maybe had more to do with it than figuring out the trade thing. Yeah. But I do think it's like, you know, it's funny comparing the two because they're almost completely different in every way. Like we already said, the Warriors essentially just upgraded. The Lakers were left with a big positional
gap. They made a change to the team.
Jimmy wanted to be traded. Mm-hmm. Luka was blindsided. He talked about at the start of the playoffs that he still has his phone that he threw across his room when he found out he was traded. So this is obviously something that's been, like, that had bothered him for...
That's true. Mentally.
Where, like, this is what Jimmy wants. Like, he wanted to be on a good team. He wanted to be out of Miami. So, I think it's just completely different. Even, and like I said, it's Steph's team. Jimmy knows that. I'm not saying it's not LeBron's team, but Luka is at a level of, like, and it's, they brought him in to be like, hey, this is your team for the next 10 years. Yeah. Maybe it's LeBron's right now. I've talked about before that I felt like LeBron was not taking control enough. So maybe even he's like, hey, this is Luka's team now.
Yeah.
So it's, that can make it even just like a little awkward, you know? Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're right. This is more of a, like a seamless transition for Jimmy, right? Coming to a team that just needed a better version at small forward, right, of what they had, and they got it.
Maybe the only maybe thing the Warriors might need is another backup ball handler, especially now that Steph's out.
They traded
Schroeder as part of that deal. I kind of forgot about that.
And Peyton is as good as he is defensively, and can handle the ball a little bit. That's not that guy.
He's not that floor general. Same with Brandon Podziemski. Mm-hmm. He's not that kind of guy.
Yeah.
Decent player. I talked to you before the show that I thought he's just too hot or cold right now, and it's been way too cold. I'm surprised he played like over 30 minutes in this last game. He was 1-for-10, so
yikes.
Just not a good outing for him.
Right.
But I mean, you know, what are you gonna do?
What did the Ant-Man?
He wore these bad boys.
So
what were they? The S triple B?
The 3 SSB.
Yeah, which we don't know what that means, so if
we're
you guys know.
We're calling them the Rainbow Sherberts.
The Rainbow Sherberts, yes. The cotton candy ice cream.
Super fire, dude.
Yeah, super dope shoe. He had 36 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, no steals, 1 block, 3 turnovers, no fouls, and 13 of 28 from the field.
Yeah.
Randall has continued to play well, 24 points, 12 rebounds. And Kuminga off the bench had 30 points. So he's been getting some more minutes now that Steph's out, and I think he's been playing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all she wrote.
I do have one change. If I could make one change to the shoe,
yes,
I would make I would keep the lace white, but I would put a little bit of a thicker lace. I don't know how you feel about that.
I feel like I'm okay with this.
I like it too. I just feel like if you add a thicker lace, it would add a little bit more of a flavor to the.
I think I would make the eyelet a
bigger?
Different color.
Ooh, that would be cool
maybe
too.
Maybe like. Copy a light blue, maybe.
That'll be nice. Yeah, to contrast the pink that it's on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
More than the white. I mean, the white does a good job, but then you'd have it be like the white lace, and then instead of a white eyelet, something else there.
Adidas, you need help on the design team?
Ringy, ringy, ringy.
Ring that email.
Yes.
Nice. Great shoe.
Yeah, but that's it. We'll see, you know, next week where we're at with all of these series could be done by the time next week. We could be into the conference finals, so.
Yes. But yeah, next week we got a lot of new releases. We'll be back. A lot of new shoes coming out. The White Cement 4s, which is something I've been waiting for years, is coming out,
baby.
Those are coming out. This, like we said, this month is insane. Real quick, what did you wear today?
I wore my newest Dunks that we talked about, my corduroys. Fire. Love them. Comfy. Can't beat them.
Got a couple wears in now, so they're feeling a little comfier.
Oh, yeah. Pre-worn, yeah. So, you know, they're fine.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah. Now, what do we have here?
I got you know what, though? I have a shoe that is still available at some places.
Kind of
crazy that they're still available.
Yeah, I think so. They look super good in person. I mean, I know we saw them in person, but...
Thank you.
Now on feet.
I love them. This is a shoe I've been waiting for. I read and did some research on the highs, and the 2015 release was also sitting on shelves, so kind of crazy. But once sold out, they were like $800 for like, I don't know, 8 years or so.
Whoa.
The 2015 model is going for $400 now.
Wow.
But this, like I said, surprised these were sitting, but something to me and probably older sneakerheads are very appreciative that we were able to get them.
It's weird seeing you in highs.
Crazy. And I don't really wear one highs. Crazier for that, right?
Trust me, I know.
Yeah. But
we will
have a regular episode for you back next week. Thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you for also watching. Shout out to the party corners. Shout out to the regular corner. And we will see you guys next week on the...
I was pulling that in.
Over you? Is that what that was? I thought you were playing games.
Nope.
We'll catch you guys next week on the Flippity Floppity.
Peace.
Real quick, shout out party corner number one or two, and party corner number
one. They can't see you. Don't shout out my corner. We've been over this.
Okay, so we're really not going.
We're beefing.
Okay, fine.
You're Matherin, and I'm DeAndre Hunter.
Why do I get pushed on the floor?